back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios. A big thanks to Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer for joining us in the studio this morning. We now have the Executive Director and CEO of Nebraska Land Days joining us, David Futch. David, thanks for taking some time for us here on
Sure,
KODY.
Glad to do it.
Now, David, obviously, before we talk about this week's exciting announcement, let's talk about some exciting things coming up here next week with the Buffalo Bill Rodeo.
Yeah, so actually, we, you know, there's a kickoff party kind of Saturday night out at Powell's that we're excited to see come to the table. And then Tuesday, not far from you here, I think you guys have to smell prime rib cooking all day.
We do.
The prime rib feed is going to be going on downtown, and we're happy about that. Of course, the drive-through will be open if you're more comfortable with that. And then Wednesday, the PRCA Buffalo Bill Rodeo kicks off, and that'll go four nights in its normal time slot, eight to 10:30 or so. The barbecue pork sandwich feed is going on next Thursday. The JC's flapjack feed is a drive-through event that'll be next Saturday morning. And my personal favorite, the Sticky Sweet Saloon Sticky Buns. I'm happy I get my cinnamon rolls this year. So lots going on next week, and it feels good to see some things able to happen. So
it feels odd that we're having this conversation, though, at the end of July into August.
Very weird. Everything's
odd.
Weird.
It is. That's the best way to put it.
I don't know how else to put it. I mean, everything's weird. You know, even at our place, nothing will be normal. I mean, you won't get. We aren't going to allow capacity. You won't have the normal Friday and Saturday night crowd out there. We're going to limit it to 50% and allow people to space themselves out. And there won't be any activities after the shows this year. Nothing in the pavilion. When the show's over, the show's over. You know, concessions will look a little different this year. Everything's different. I mean, so it's odd in a lot of different ways. But again, we're grateful to be able to live in a part of the world where they're allowing some of this stuff to happen.
Absolutely. It is a blessing indeed to have it. So, David, talking about this Buffalo Bill Rodeo, too, it's going to look different, obviously, out the arena, but not too different. Still have the cornerstones of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo with it still being a PRCA qualifying event, and the legend Randy Corley is going to be our in-house announcer.
Yeah, so if we decided that if we were going to try and do the Buffalo Bill at a later point in the summer, it had to still look and feel like the Buffalo Bill.
Sure.
So,
and sound for that
and
matter.
And sound for that matter like the Buffalo Bill. So Randy, the Butler & Sons Rodeo Company, Mark Swingler's our comedy act. He's been here before. He's a great guy. And then our audio and video, speaking of sound, the folks we use as contractors for those services are available and coming. And all the key elements kind of fell into place on this weekend, and then we were able to find a weekend that we could team up and be on the same weekend as Lawton, Oklahoma, which is a huge money event for the PRCA. And so we wound up getting our contestant list is phenomenal. I mean, it's no less, I think, than 11 of the top 15 in the world in every event are scheduled to be here. So it really is going to be a great show. We're looking forward to that. I know the Cowboy Channel is planning on picking up some coverage of it as well. So we get a chance to kind of showcase what the Buffalo Bill Rodeo is all about to a national audience. So that, again, it's all about, you know, it's all about how you look at it. It's we have an opportunity here that we didn't have in June, and so and along with that comes some kind of cool things, and along with that, it'll look a little different too.
It'll look a little different, but it's a unique year nonetheless. And in a normal year, we would get some great cowboys and cowgirls at the rodeo. We'd get a good combination of some big names nationally and some good local cowboys and cowgirls. But this year, I mean, it is just with the rodeos not happening in other places, these cowboys and cowgirls want to come to any PRCA qualifying event they can.
Yes.
So they'll be here.
They'll be here. And it, you know, we saw it up in Burwell last weekend. They had a huge contestant list. All the big guns were there. We saw it. I think we're going to see it this weekend down in Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Yeah.
All the big guns will be there. And so They're hitting the rodeos that are going, and it's making for some really good shows. So we're anxious to see what it looks like.
We always have a good show at the Wild West Arena, but this year's going to be extra special, obviously, too.
Yep, it is.
And in talking to Jack Morris, the chair of the rodeo committee, there's going to be some extra practices put in place to make folks feel safe out at the arena. And if folks want to wear the mask, that's fine, too.
Hey, you know what? It's the recommendation. We're recommending it as well, that you come out with a face covering. We'll have hand sanitizing stations about the place. Our cleaning service will actually be hitting. They do a good job cleaning every night, but they're also going to be cleaning as the evening progresses. They'll go through the facility throughout the course of time when people are there and touch up bathrooms and make sure that they're disinfecting common touch surfaces throughout the facility. And there'll be signage all over the place reminding folks, hey, look, you know, there's still this thing going around, and so just be careful. I think if you're careful about it and you're smart about it, we can have a good time safely. But again, that's why there's nothing after the rodeo either. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the pavilion. The show will get over. We'll wrap up concessions, and everybody will go home. And it feels better to be more cautious this year than try and push the envelope.
Executive Director of Nebraska Land Days, David Fudge, joining us here on the KODY Studios. And David, obviously the big announcement this week, concerts coming here to the Wild West Arena. And in looking at the press release you put out to local media, you mentioned on there, and I know you'll reiterate it, live music is a staple of the Nebraska Land Days Festival.
It's been a part of who we are since the 1970s. We wanted to get something in if we could, at least provide people the opportunity for that. But again, I think some people heard concerts and had images of what normally goes on out there with big crowds and pushing to the front of the stage. None of that's happening. These are very scaled down shows. There's a floor, we're going to utilize the arena floor in a way that spaces out picnic tables that are socially distanced in parties no more than six at a table, and get them spread out in such a way that people can come out and enjoy some live music responsibly, and then again nothing after the no post concert activity back in the pavilion or any of that sort of thing. When the show's over. So again, really, really, really scaled down. I mean, our reopening plan says we can have 9,750 people at the arena.
Oh, wow.
Which doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. So we're operating at a capacity a third of what they say we can have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that people feel comfortable coming out and enjoying whatever it is they want to enjoy this year.
And erring on the side of caution again, as you mentioned.
Yep. Totally. It's the right thing to do this year. There's years when you want to do as much as you can, and then this is not that year.
But yet, even though this is not that year, we still have quality performers coming to Wild West Arena.
Yeah.
I'm a big Granger Smith fan. Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of people throughout the Midwest that are, especially here in the great state of Nebraska. And then bringing in 38 Special, too. We're not talking about young individuals that haven't been aired on the radio. We're talking about 38 Special that's been around for years, and Granger Smith, who's very well established as well.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat way that all worked out. And ask me if I ever thought we'd route with Sturgis, South Dakota, during the motorcycle rally, and I'd say you were nuts. Mm-hmm. But it worked out. We're fortunate to be in a place where a lot of these groups kind of travel through. And even the ones that there's not a lot of them working right now, obviously, especially if you're a tour that needs 15,000, 16,000 to 20,000 people to make a show work, you're not working.
Yeah.
But we can make a show work with a really reduced capacity out there because of the way these folks have structured their deals, and we're really fortunate to be able to do that.
Obviously, too, the big announcement that came, I think it was earlier in the month of July, Toby Keith, Luke Combs, still coming to the Wild West Arena, just moved them to 2021.
Yeah, we were really happy to get that done. And it got more complicated, obviously, as the year went along here, because originally I think everybody thought, well, we're going to pick up a couple months and move them back into the fall. And then it was, well, we're going to pick up 3 or 4 months and move them back into the fall. And now they're just kicking all the big tours have basically kicked everything to 21. And what gets complicated about that is when you play the kind of markets that Luke and Toby play, especially Luke now going forward, you know, they're playing in venues that have pro sports teams or college sports teams.
Sure.
or
same venues that Garth and George play in.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it gets complicated to try and pick all that stuff up and reschedule it when you're a tour of that size. And so we were blessed and fortunate to be able to get that lineup back for next year. We're really happy that those guys early on said, look, we want to come back and play. And then it was just a matter of making sure it all fit together.
Now, obviously, if folks still are hanging on to those tickets, they can still use those.
Yep.
If they purchase them, I'd imagine.
Yeah, totally. If you didn't refund your tickets out in May, they're still good for next year. And all those barcodes have been transferred to 2021, and you'll have no problem getting in next year.
Now, I know that there was some confusion, too, and I had some folks actually reach out to us here at the station. Those don't have to be exchanged for tickets this year.
No,
that's
no.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, no. Anything you want to do this year is separate from what you've got for next year, so don't exchange them. That actually makes it more complicated. Mm-hmm. So hold on to what you've got for next year. If you want to do something this year, great. Just buy them and come on out. But your tickets that you have right now are valid for next year.
And want to remind folks, NebraskaLandDays.com, the place to do it and the only place to do it, because obviously we don't know what 2021 is going to look like, David. And if tragedy does strike again, you guys are more than happy to make things right and refund people or do whatever needs to be done. But those tickets have to be purchased through your guys' office.
They have to come through us. And we had a lot of that this year. There were people that bought them through third-party sites, and unfortunately there's nothing we can do about that. They have to go through the third party to get those refunds, and in a lot of cases they couldn't get them. And so that's unfortunate. We don't want to see that happen. Make sure you're buying them from us and you won't have that problem.
Absolutely. Tickets for Granger Smith 38 Special go on sale here in just a few minutes.
Yeah,
too,
9 o'clock this morning. You know, again, they're going to be very, very limited. A third of our reopening capacity, but less than 25% of our normal capacity. I mean, it's going to be small.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come out, we'd love to have you do that. If you don't want to this year, hey, we get it. I mean,
sure.
But if you want to come out, I wouldn't hold off too long on getting some of that sort of stuff. And we really, if you're coming to the rodeo, if you're coming to the concert, get your tickets early. It'll just cut down on another line out there. We're trying to eliminate wait times as much as possible and make it as efficient as possible to get people in, get them sat down, get the show on, and then get people home efficiently as well.
Well, David, anything else you want to add this morning?
One other kind of change. You know, the parade has been back and forth kind of what we were going to do. Looks like we're going to stay in Phase 3 here in West Central, at least for the time being. And so it's going to a drive-by event.
Okay.
So we're going to stage it over in Cody Park. The entrance will line up around the exterior road that goes all the way around Cody Park.
Oh, sure.
And then from 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturday the 8th, we'll allow people to drive by those entries and enjoy a different kind of parade, but a parade nonetheless in 2020.
Gave John Hales a year off somewhat then?
A little bit, yeah. So John's not going to have to stand down on his corner and sweat. He and Jimmy will take the year off, although I think Jimmy's still helping us with the backup plan. But, John gets the year off from down there.
Of course, for folks that are unaware, John kind of lines everything up for the parade. It's kind of his baby, if you will.
It is. Well, yeah, he's old. He's an old board member for us, and he still likes to be involved with that. And we're grateful that he does that because he knows what he's doing down there.
Well, David, we appreciate you taking some time for us in the studio. Folks obviously see out the arena next week, so be sure to give David a wave.
Yep, we'd love to see you. And again, take care of yourself, and we'll hope we all get through this, and it'll be better next year.
We'll get through, and we'll have some fun, too, with the rodeo, some cowboys and cowgirls, and then welcoming out 38 Special and Granger Smith.
Should be a good time.
Absolutely. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after an update with Rush Limbaugh.